Well, a fascinating new book out called, the title is In Trump's Shadow, The Battle for 2024 and the Future of the GOP. Who would run for president? Who's got the best chance? What are their chops if former President Trump decides not to run? The author is David Drucker, senior political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at David M. Drucker. Good morning to David. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey, David is, by the way, the senior correspondent for the Washington Examiner, focusing on Congress, campaigns, national political trends, et cetera, et cetera. He used to work for Roll Call. If the president doesn't run again, if President Trump decides not to go, who are the most likely candidates? I mean, you know, we kind of know the most likely people, but who has the most chops? I keep seeing Tom Cotton all over the place. And before this, you never saw Tom Cotton, did you? Or is it my imagination?
Well, it's been, as I write in Trump's Shadow, it's not only been an open secret, it's just been known in Washington from almost the moment he arrived in the Senate that he was eyeing higher office. And what's interesting, because a lot of them eye higher office, and you know that's nothing to write home about.
Right.
But he's been building a political operation almost from day one. And one of the threads in Trump's shadow is how you have this collection of Republicans, which include Tom Cotton, that were eyeing 2024 and building a political operation to run for president even before President Trump ran for re-election. And so
right.
Clearly, if he does not run, you're going to have a crowd. I mean, it's going to be like a subway station. And that could include, you know, three candidates from Florida if they all jumped in, your governor and both senators. But you're going to see a number of them. And I think, you know, then the question is, who can survive a knife fight like that? But you're looking at a number of the biggest names in Republican politics who are going to see a prime opportunity, and they're going to target it. And, you know, one of the interesting things I think I learned from reporting in Trump's shadow is that don't assume that if President Trump runs that none of them will run. I think some of them may run anyway.
Who's the most likely to run if he does run? Is it Cotton? It seems, because I don't think Rubio would do it. I don't think DeSantis will do it. I don't even know if Cruz will go that route, but Cotton I'm not sure about. What do you think?
Well, I'll answer the question this way. I recently interviewed Secretary Pompeo, who I write about extensively in the book, but I interviewed him again just recently for my podcast, which is a companion to the book, which is also titled In Trump's Shadow. And I asked him, if President Trump runs, does that mean you will not? And he would not say that Trump would preclude him from running.
Really?
I've also reported recently on what former Vice President Mike Pence is up to. And the signals I'm getting from people surrounding him is the same thing. Don't assume that just because Trump runs, Mike Pence won't. Now, you know, whether or not either of them could be competitive against Trump is a whole different story. And I see the polling just like you do. But I think it's important reporting because it shows you the attitude. And the attitude is nobody is going to stand down automatically. They're going to make political calculations, no doubt. But given that President Trump is such an unusual potential candidate in being a former president, having so much support inside the party, you know, name ID from here to eternity,
right.
If he decides to run, he could take his time. It's not like him to do that, but he doesn't have to jump in the day after the 2022 midterms.
No.
And what you're seeing now is everybody moving full steam ahead. You know, and I think that's, you know, that's the other interesting part of the book is nobody is standing down now because of the signals he's giving that he might run.
Pompeo, you say his relationships are his currency, and he and Trump were awfully close. I find it hard to believe that I understand that he wouldn't say he wouldn't run, but because he's not the kind of guy to back down, right? He's a military guy and somebody who is not someone to back down. But can any of these people have the money to run? Is that, I guess, the next question, if indeed Trump does.
So I think there's a couple different ways to look at this, and it's something that I cover extensively in Trump's Shadow, is how they're raising money. You know, when I was coming up as a political reporter and years before that, one of the ways you know, primary ways you seeded a presidential race was to collect big donors and then later bundlers, right? People who could, you know, go into their Rolodex and raise money from all their friends and business contacts. And lately, you know, a benefactor who can seed a super PAC. And those are all very important, and those are still a big part of presidential races. But the other big and growing part, which has allowed some of these candidates to not have to rely on that as much, is email small grassroots donors who give online. And Ted Cruz, who was the runner-up in 2016, which puts him really in a good position historically for 2024, has a very robust email small-dollar donor program. Nikki Haley, even with her operation, and I understand the challenges that she has, but is probably going to enter the 2024 period with one of the healthier, more robust networks of grassroots donors. Tom Cotton has been building a grassroots donor network. Mike Pence is growing a grassroots donor network. And so there are some candidates that can really raise a lot of money online. And we're going to see big. A lot of that. And then, you know, a couple of these candidates are going to be able to write their own checks.
Right. It's David Drucker, and it's In Trump's Shadow, The Battle for 2024 and the Future of the GOP. And a companion book to it is Interim Shadow, correct?
The companion podcast to In Trump's Shadow is Trump's Shadow.
In Trump's Shadow. Got it. Hey, thanks, David. Good luck with it. We appreciate your time this morning. Good luck. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.